Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. An observant manager at an Orlando restaurant helped rescue a boy who police say was the victim of severe child abuse, including being suspended upside down from a door. How did he rescue the boy? By secretly holding a sign that only the child could read. Orlando police said Flavane Carvalho was working on New Year's Day at Mrs. Potato Restaurant on South Kirkman Road when a family of four sat down at a table. According to police, the man did not allow the 11-year-old boy to order any food, and Carvalho noticed the child had bruises on his face and arms. Carvalho wrote a note that said, "Do you need help? Okay," and held it up to the boy while standing behind the man so he couldn't see it. "I wrote another sign asking him if he needs help, and this is when he nodded, yes," Carvalho said. Carvalho then called the owner of the restaurant, who agreed that she should call the police. "You saved the boy's life," the business owner told Carvalho. "It brings us to tears to think that someone can do that for a child." In an interview with Orlando police detectives, the boy recounted incidents of mistreatment, saying he had ratchet straps tied around his ankles and neck and was hung upside down from a door. According to police, the boy also said he'd been struck with a wooden broom and handcuffed and tied to a large moving dolly. "Abuse, I say lightly, it was torture," Detective Aaron Lawler said. "What this child had gone through, like I said, was just torture. There's no justification for it in any realm." The child's stepfather, Timothy Wilson II, was arrested on one count of third-degree child abuse. Investigators said they were unable to arrest both parents at the restaurant because at the time there wasn't enough evidence. Days later, authorities arrested both Wilson and Kristen Swan. Wilson was arrested on multiple counts of aggravated child abuse and child neglect. Police said the boy's mother admitted to knowing about the abuse. She was arrested on two counts of child neglect. "He had all sorts of different stages of bruising, so it wasn't like it was just one incident," Lawler added. "It was ongoing abuse and torture." The Orlando Police Department said it regularly encourages people who see something to say something. When one woman took that advice to heart, she rescued a boy from some dangerous abuse, OPD said in a news release. When saying something, when she saw something, Ms. Carvalho displayed courage and care for a child that she had never even met before, and we're proud someone like Ms. Carvalho lives and works in our community. Another child was with the family on New Year's Day, but officials said she did not show any signs of abuse or malnourishment. Investigators said both children have been removed from the home and are said to be doing very well and are very happy right now. Police said a trust account has been created in support of the children involved in the abuse case. "Anyone who is interested in donating can do so. I've placed the information in the show notes if you would like to donate."
Strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.